Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going to catch up with our buddy David Hellman, Fox Sports, here as we get into hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Wolchuk, Chiafalo, Broaddus, rolling with you. We got Lucius Alexander holding it down to the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman running your video as well as we are closer and closer to the NFL Draft. We've got Path to the Draft, which will be on Thursday right here, Draft 101. And your Path to the Draft brought to you by Pluckers. We absolutely love you, Pluckers. We'll have our draft party. You got fan hosts set up at every single Pluckers location. Of course, we'll have the best draft coverage for you on 105.3 The Fan as well. And tomorrow, we'll be at Shell Shack. You can come check out the G-Bag Nation live because Thursday is National Crawfish Day. So we will be at Shell Shack right off Henderson here in Dallas tomorrow for the full show. Rangers lineup here, though, on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. It is Tyler Mahle, the righty, who is looking to stay unbeaten on the season. He's going to get the start today. Marcus Semien will still be leading off. You'll have Corey Seager and Josh Young batting 2 and 3. Adolis Garcia, Kevin Pillar getting the start in left field. Jonah Heim will be DHing. Kyle Higashioka, Ezekiel Duran, and then Leody Taveras will be rounding out your lineup for your Texas Rangers. So no Jake Berger, no Jock Peterson, and Josh Smith, I'm assuming, just getting the night off, as it is Yusei Kikuchi, the lefty. And the Rangers, you know, that was one of the big things last year, struggling against left-handed pitching. How were they able to do tonight? As, you know, it's a battle of 1-2 in that AL West. 9-6 Angels, 9-7 Rangers, roof is open. Let's go ahead and get victory number one so we can collect a sweep, get the broomsticks out.
Yeah, we gotta get the vibes back here after you get swept by a divisional opponent. It's nice that you have another one on deck at home and hopefully go ahead and right the wrongs of the weekend. But yeah, when you have a lefty on the bump, I guess that makes sense why a guy like Jock Peterson's not going to be in the lineup here. They're still looking to get him going. But Tyler Mahle, that's encouraging. If he goes another 7 innings, come on now.
Boy, he was good in Chicago.
Very impressive.
Wow. Oh, he was fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean, after the first start, he's really been dialed in. Mm. He's been really, really good. So looking forward to catch up with Jared Sandler coming up at 4:40. We will go around the bases at 6. We got the top 10 coming up on the other side, but always tons of draft content to get into. Stephen Jones was on with the KNC Masterpiece earlier. He talked about, like, probably not a trade-up scenario, more likely a trade-back scenario is what the Cowboys would be looking at if the opportunity presented itself. I just don't know who it would be. I mean, we broke this down during NFL News of the Day. The quarterbacks, you'd think that people would be wanting to move up for if possible. But otherwise, you've really just got to have somebody there that people want to move up for. And actually, Blogging the Boys had some scenarios that could trigger a potential trade back opportunity for the Cowboys. The quarterback, of course. Last chance maybe to get an elite offensive tackle. Like, could you see a run on some of these offensive tackles? Maybe you do get Will Campbell go to the Patriots. Could Armin Membu go to the Jets at 7? And then Kelvin Banks goes off the board to the Bears. So now you've got teams like Miami, Arizona, Seattle. They could be looking to add an offensive tackle. Are they looking at and saying, man, our last first-round grade is Josh Simmons, and now we move up, and you could get maybe a third-round pick from one of those teams to go ahead and swap. A corner, Could we see a jump in corners? You know, last year was the Terrion Arnold move from the Lions when it came them moving up, and the Cowboys ended up sliding back a couple of spots and taking Tyler Guyton. I don't know this year's draft if that's going to happen, but if you end up having Will Johnson and Jahdae Barron surprisingly going early, that could open up some conversations there. And then receiver. Maybe there is a team that's fallen in love with a Matthew Golden. Do they call in? Or they'd probably be moving ahead of the Cowboys would be the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think it'd be San Francisco they'd be calling, or Chicago they'd be calling. But I don't know. It just doesn't seem likely to me that the Cowboys would be in a trade back beneficial area.
Yeah, I don't see teams really doing the thing where they want to move up, but that is, I would be, if I'm the Cowboys and I'm on the clock, I'm taking it down to the final seconds until I have to turn that card in to see is anybody going to muster it up to try and give us a call here? Because that would be the ideal scenario.
Well, you got to lay the chum in the water, and that's what you do next week. You just get on the horn, you start talking to all your buddies and say, listen, if you're thinking about bailing, you know, hey, you know, we're thinking about potentially bailing, but you know, it looks like we got David Hellman on the line.
Oh, Davey, Dave. Dave Hellman, Fox Sports, joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Dave, how the hell are you? What's the weather like in Cali, my friend?
I'm wonderful, guys. It's the same as it always is, you know, and it's a cliche, but it's true. There's not really seasons. It just kind of fluctuates between 65 and 80, depending on the day.
So we're getting closer to this NFL draft, but we got big news. Tyron Smith will be signing a one-day deal with the Cowboys. We'll have a presser tomorrow. He is retiring. So now we got Zach Martin and Tyron Smith in the same offseason. Maybe they can go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame together. That would be incredible. Do you have thoughts on Tyron's career and maybe your favorite Tyron Smith moment?
Oh, man. You know, really, it's just surreal. Zach and Tyron both. I mean, Zach, I guess, was the first player whose like entire career I covered. I actually went to the airport to pick him up the day that he arrived in Dallas, which was pretty cool. Tyron obviously got there a little bit before me. My favorite Tyron Smith memory was probably running into him over the summer one year. Like, you know, like you run into like a teacher like during the summer and you're like, oh my God, yeah, like you have a life, I have a life outside of school. It was kind of like that, where I ran into him like out just doing his thing one summer, and he was telling me about all the like appointments and stuff that he does during the summer to get ready for a season, like, you know, doctor's appointments, PT appointments, all this type of stuff, and how it was like, you know, it took up weeks of his life, and you just don't really think about it. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I mean, we know players do all this maintenance to their body, but you don't actually get to see it or hear that much about it. And he was just kind of telling me about his routine. I was like, holy crap, dude, like the stuff you have to do to be ready. And then we know he battled injuries anyway. Like, that's how physical it is playing offensive line, that you can do all of that. And you know, you're getting in a minor car crash like 40 or 50 times a week. There's only so much you can do. He's one of the toughest dudes I've ever been around. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Ironically, I think it sucks for him that he's going in at the same time as Zach, because Zach has the better case. And if only five guys can get in, then I don't know if they're going to put two guys in the same position group from the same team in the Hall of Fame at the same time. It would be really cool. But I mean, if you're choosing between the two, I think you're going to take Zach Martin. So I think it's kind of ironic that Zach might ultimately hurt his case as a first ballot guy. But I'm very confident he'll get in, and I think it would be well deserved. I'm like I said, it's surreal, but I'm really happy for him on a legendary career.
Hey, Hellman, does the draft start at 2 at Cleveland or at 9 at New Orleans?
I think it starts at 3, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're going to throw the Giants in here, huh?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, look, we don't know anything at the end of the day, but I'm growing more and more confident that Cleveland's just going to bow up and take whichever they prefer between Hunter and Carter. I don't know for sure. I would guess
Travis
Hunter.
Oh, I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto it there, yeah.
I mean, look, Cleveland's they got to deal with the Deshaun Watson money. They're going to be dealing with that for at least another year. They brought Joe Flacco back in addition to trading Kenny Pickett, so they're kind of covered in that sense. So I think Cleveland is going to just take the guy that they love and worry about quarterback later. And New York might do that too, but if you get all the way down to three, trading up to three gets a little bit less expensive. If Shedeur Sanders is there, I mean, I think New Orleans is somebody you got to think about. Even with Geno Smith under contract, I'm not writing off Vegas as a Shedeur Sanders destination. So trading up from six to three sounds very palatable for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. You got to worry about the Saints. And the Giants part of it is, do you take, let's say that maybe they don't love Abdul Carter as much as we guess that they do for whatever reason. Maybe they don't. And so maybe they're a little more open for business the same way that Cleveland is, thinking like, hey, we got Russ. We can go a year before we figure this out. Let's decide what we're going to do about Brian Daboll before we draft a quarterback. So I think it kind of starts at three. I think if I had to guess today, I think we're talking Cam Ward followed by Travis Hunter. And then it's up to New York whether do they take a quarterback themselves? Are they open for business? That's kind of where I see things getting wacky.
Dave Hellman, Fox NFL, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. What's your ideal scenario for the Cowboys at 12? Are you all about just whatever receiver's there? Golden, Tet, that seems to be the two most prominent names.
No, my whole thing with this draft is trying to keep as open of a mind as possible. I mean, the Cowboys have too many needs for me to lock in on one guy. I mean, I think drafting one position group, no matter what, is a mistake most of the time, but especially when you have as much work still to do as the Cowboys have, and there should be good value. You know, I mean, you could conceivably, outside of Travis Hunter, who's obviously a unique deal, but you could conceivably get the best corner in the draft at 12. If an offensive lineman slips, you could get an offensive lineman that you potentially feel really great about. Pass rusher one is going to be long gone, obviously, but there will be two or three edge rushers you should be really excited about. And then that's without mentioning the receivers and obviously Ashton Jeanty. I think there's so many directions you could go in. I lean toward receiver because I think the Cowboys skill group is borderline embarrassing by NFL standards. But if it falls the right way, you know, like I said, if one of these offensive tackles that's not supposed to be there falls, or if Will Johnson is there, who I really like, I know Brian's worried about his speed, but I really like him. If that guy's there, I take a hard look at Will Johnson. Depending on the edge rusher, I think it would depend, but you could talk me into that. So there's four or five different directions I'm comfortable going in, but I would be really excited to come away from this with Tet McMillan, Golden, even if it was Luther or Igbuka, because we get stuck into this mode every year where we think that every team sees the stack the way that we all do. Mm. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Cowboys like a different receiver more than we're giving them credit for. And, you know, if it's Burton or Igbuka, I'd be A-okay with that too. I just need a guy who can start from day one. And I really feel like all four of those main guys could do that.
David, I know that, I mean, you and you're out there and you're studying guys, you know, you were such a great asset to the draft show and through the history of it though. Do you have like Will Johnson, maybe it's an unfair question, but do you have Will Johnson as your number one corner if you were to put together a board?
You know me, Barry. Yeah, that's I don't have a board. I leave that to
No, I know. And that's why, I mean, I asked the question in a way because I wanted to see how committed you really were to Will Johnson, if I could talk you out of that.
Here's my thing. Like, I don't have a board. I don't pretend to have these guys in an order. But what I do is the names that I need to know, I flip on a couple of games, two or three games, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he can do this, he can do that.
Yeah.
He's hanging with that guy. He's playing Texas here, and he's staying with this guy. He's playing Ohio State, and he looks great. He's got good hands. So I don't have him ranked over anybody.
Okay.
I just know he plays a position that the Cowboys need that not a lot of people are talking about as a need, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think he could step in and do the job. I mean, corner's a tough learning curve, obviously, but he could step in and not be a total liability from day one. And I think there's huge value in that. And it's the type of stuff we used to argue about all the time. But with a pick this big, I want a guy that throws the ball, catches the ball, affects the quarterback, or affects the receiver. I mean, those big money positions. I know you don't want to window dress your board, but you want the most valuable impact possible and the guys who you're going to get the most cost-effective deal from. I mean, if Will Johnson or if a pass rusher plays at an all-pro level quickly, it's a bargain. And so that's why I gravitate toward a guy like that more so than having him stacked up in a certain way.
See, with Will Johnson, I kind of look at it as buying a stock. I don't know everything about the company. You know, you're asking me to pay millions of dollars for a stock that I don't know everything about. And that's the thing that scares me, David.
But you trust the tape, am I right, my friend?
No, trust the tape, absolutely. But through my life, I've been able to – I don't know anything about metrics. I don't know anything about ceilings or floors. I always was the tape. But those numbers did mean something to me at one time. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to say the numbers are meaningless. They're definitely not meaningless.
And, but it's about to be, David. We're about to draft. We get on these teams for bad drafts, but they don't have all the information to make the best decisions. That's where I'm learning at right now.
And you know what? You hate ambiguity, so I can understand why this bothers you so much. But
he's a good player, David. God, this guy's a good player.
The guy's got a ton of tape of him playing in one of the toughest conferences in college football, Michigan, playing in the
playoffs. He's also banged up, too. He's banged up like these other guys. I've got a Notre Dame corner that I love that's got a bad hip. I got a East Carolina corner that's got a bad knee. You know, I'm that's the tape to me, David. That's the tape.
Nothing makes you more upset than falling in love with a player that's got some sort of red flag that you can't move past. It's always been fun to watch you get frustrated by that.
I die, David. I die every time I do this. A little part of me dies.
Just well,
maybe you get a good. Maybe you get him at a discount later. You know,
That blue star special.
I remember. It's so. I'm not saying this is going to happen to Will Johnson, but I'll never forget. In 2020, you know, that really fun 2020 draft, it was, you know, word got out that they loved Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, I love him, but you can't take him at 17. The value's just not there. Lo and behold, he's hanging out waiting for you in the second round.
Yeah.
Gosh, we can only hope that it's as good as 2020. David Hellman, Fox Sports, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks so much, man. Keep kicking ass out there in Hollywood.
Appreciate it, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
There he goes, Dave Hellman with us here. Always love talking with Dave. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Dave Hellman. All right, let's do some top 10 next. It's National Laundry Day. I've got the top 10 worst chores. What are the most disliked chores across America? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In the nation. All right, we're about to get into the Woolly Bully Top 10 here on 105.3, the Fan of the G-Bag Nation. We're supposed to talk with Jarrett Sandler coming up on the other side. Did just have a text from Jared. Said, like, I might have to bump this. So I don't know what's going on there at the ballpark. We're going to find out very soon.
He was showing his TikTok. You know, he's like a TikTok hero now.
Dude, he's really blowing up on the TikTok.
He's really good at it because he kind of comes up with some unique things. Why they play Louie Louie in Seattle after the seventh inning. I thought that was pretty good entertainment. But, yeah, he was showing a video of the roof opening up. So maybe that's
it's
what
beautiful.
He's hanging out, just watching the roof open up. Right?
That ballpark really is outstanding when the roof is able to
open. I hope
we get
to get a burger on Friday again. All we're doing has been eating burgers this week. So, I mean, the Jake Burger, right? What's the burger called?
Well, the
Burgertron?
Jake Burger Burger.
The Burger Burger.
From Hurtado. I don't know if it's available yet. I guess we're going to have to find out.
Okay.
Maybe. But, yeah, you can go ahead Thursday. Come on out. We got Draft 101. You get your Whataburger fix.
Yeah.
And then we'll be out there at the ballpark on Friday. And tomorrow.
We're eating crawfish tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're eating crawfish. We'll be at Shell Shack right off Henderson
tomorrow. I'll help you peel them if you want.
I might need your help.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a baby. So come on out, 2 to 6:30, we'll have the G-Bag Nation. 877-881-1053, the worst chores on National Laundry Day as we slide on into the Woolly Bully Top 10. I mean, he really likes to do chores. Not a lot of people. I don't
mind doing laundry.
Laundry is, you know, one that I've kind of said, okay, I'll pick up the slack on that in the household. I don't really mind.
The key is not to let it build up. The key is to, like, every other day, just kind of...
Oh, so you're doing it pretty regularly.
Oh, yeah. I just don't let it build up, so that way it doesn't get overwhelming. But see, you got the baby, so you got a lot of extra clothes and stuff.
Oh, we have a lot. Honestly, my wife handles most of the baby laundry.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just responsible for my own. She's like, just take care of yourself, you dirty slob.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Well, then just don't let it, every, second or third day, do laundry.
We did have a statement from Mark Cuban that I know a lot of people on the text line, the truckwreck.com
text
line.
Can't believe I hired Nico.
Hey, check out Cuban's latest tweet. So he quote tweeted Tim Cato of All City, who's going to be joining us on the show tomorrow at 3:20. He said, Dirk is the Dallas Mavericks. Then, now, and forever. No one should ever forget that. That statue will be here forever. Loyalty never fades. Tomorrow night, 15 guys will put on a Mavericks uniform.
They will do everything they can to win for themselves, each other, and the fans. Our squad has busted their ass to fight through incredible adversity. They have my respect and support, should have everyone's. I'm a Mavs fan. I always love and cheer for everyone who puts on our uniform. Tomorrow night, and however many games we have left this season and in every future season, whether I'm in the stands, in front of the TV, or following every play online, my heart and soul is committed to rooting for the Mavs to win. That will never change. I know fans are upset, but don't be upset at the players. Support them. Root for them. Rally behind them.
You need to say, I'm f***ing sorry.
MFFL stands for Mavs Fan for Life. And then he put the hashtag.
Oh, I thought that was a statement from Eric Chiafalo.
MFFL.
Leading into the game tomorrow night.
No, Eric would have the opposite statement.
Dude, can we do a statement with what Eric would say? Go opposite. Just read it the opposite of what he would say.
What would you say?
No. Read the statement, but put everything negative.
Oh, an opposite day?
Yeah, put opposite.
I am not a Mavs fan. Dirk, I will never cheer.
Dirk is not.
Dirk is not the Dallas Mavericks, then or ever. Luka was. Don't ever forget that. That statue, it's leaving because they peed away all of our loyalty. It clearly does fade. Tomorrow night, 15 guys are going to put on that crappy uniform. They're going to do everything they can to lose for themselves, each other, and the fans. Our squad has totally crapped all over themselves all year long. They've lost all respect and credibility, and they should have lost everyone's. I'm not a Mavs fan. I will never love and cheer for them, and I will never put on that uniform. Tomorrow night and however many games they've got left this season and every future season, whether in the stands and on the TV or online, my heart and soul is never going to be committed or rooting for the Mavs to win. That's never going to change. I know fans aren't happy, but don't be upset at the players. And certainly don't support them. And definitely don't root for them. And don't rally either. Because who the hell wants to rally behind them?
That was well done, sir.
I tried to opposite it up.
That would have been a more respectable response there, I think, from Cubes. I mean, Nico saying my obligation is to the Mavericks and the Mavericks only. That's the most important thing. Yeah. So it's not going to be popular to the fans or Dirk. But my obligation to the Mavericks, that's the one time they acknowledge Dirk. Yeah. Throughout all of this, when they're throwing out Shaquille O'Neal and company for being hard workers.
Hard worker.
The one time they name drop Dirk is just to say, we don't care what you think.
No, yeah. It's terrible.
It's a masterclass how to just nuke your entire organization. And
I agree with what Mark said there in terms of Dirk is the Mavs. And he is right. It's not the player's fault in this at all. Like, I don't have anything.
That's kind of why
it's
I'm
the front office.
That's why I'm hanging in there for
what it is.
The coaches. I'm hanging in there for the players, and
yeah,
that's the only reason.
It's not the players' fault,
yeah.
And I feel for them in this scenario because they are going to go out there and try to win a basketball.
They're
going to
try
game.
And beat the Kings,
and I'll root for them. But it's crappy. It just feels like
it's terrible.
There's no substance anymore. Hmm. It's just like it's happening. It's a game. I'm not overly excited about it. All right, here is the top 10 household chores everyone hates to do. Okay, if you like doing laundry, Brian, what was the one that you needed?
What was the
one that you didn't like?
The chore?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you never mowed the lawn.
Never mowed the yard.
So that'd be one.
Yeah, because Dad was afraid that I would mess it up.
Well, he probably would have too.
No, I
did. You just said you built the TGI Fridays, which is the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
I was part of a construction crew in Baton Rouge. One of my summer jobs at LSU was I worked for a company called Cajun Contractors, and I helped actually build a TGI Fridays. Like, I drilled the wall bolt fittings for that thing.
That's crazy.
And I had no business doing that, but they made me do it. So if there's ever like a hurricane in Baton Rouge and you're at TGI Fridays, I don't think I'd be hanging around for
that. One's gonna fall down.
That could be a disaster.
That one's gonna
right
blow
there
over.
Yeah.
Lucius, you seem like you kind of have to do all the household chores.
I do 100%. So, all of them. Yeah.
God, I feel for
it's
you.
It's all
dude.
On me, dog.
It's a one man show.
Yeah. It's usually clean until about Thursday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Usually clean about Thursday.
Saturday's cleanup day.
Saturday's cleanup day. And then starts piling up about Thursday. I start looking around and say, well, nobody's going to help.
Lucius,
Groundhog's Day.
This damn cup has been there all week and nobody's going to move. And there's lipstick on the cup, so I know it's not mine.
Did she just, like, on Saturday notice to stay out of your way? Like, does she go somewhere else?
She usually works.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she usually works.
I like the idea of her just sitting on the couch watching you clean the place up.
Like, make her move her feet when you're vacuuming.
Hey, bro, if she's at the house and I have to start cleaning up, she gets angry at me.
Wow.
Get mad. A little passive-aggressive energy because I'm cleaning up. Now she feels like she has to clean up.
Yeah.
So I usually wait till she's gone.
Man.
Yeah. It's tragic, bro.
It is tragic.
It's mental illness.
I feel for you, dude. No wonder we love our tequila so much.
Yeah, yeah! You get it.
100%.
You get it. That's why I be in the bathroom for 2 hours in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Most peaceful place in the world.
Just leave me alone, honey.
Yeah, please don't come in here.
Why are you always in there for 45 minutes? Just leave me alone.
I hate washing the dishes, though.
Yeah.
I like doing everything else.
Okay, so dishes is number one on the hate list.
Yeah, I hate that.
I feel that.
I could do everything else. It's fun, in fact.
I can really relate to the 817 cleaning up the dog poo in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my chores growing up. And we
do you wait for it to get, like, petrified?
I would probably do it, like, twice a week.
Okay.
Now, I should have just done it every day. It would have helped. But, gosh, that builds up.
That's how my dad sold to me in fourth grade that I was going to be the weed puller in the family. And he was like, honestly, this will be very easy. If you just, you know, take a peek at it every single day, it really won't stack up on you.
Terrible.
But I didn't have the discipline.
Terrible. Number 10 is vacuuming.
People I love like vacuum.
I love it too. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You sprinkle down the stuff.
You sprinkle the stuff, yes. and you see the actual movement of the wheels.
You're like a groundskeeper, dude.
And it feels like it's like, man, this thing is smelling
making
good.
Making the lines. I want to see the lines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's clean. Mm.
And you like try not to walk on it for a while.
Oh, you use the little hose part, the detached thing, and you get in the corners around the windows.
Oh, yeah. I even chase the dogs that's around with us, so they get back.
Yeah, they get mad, man. Our dog does not like the vacuum. Dusting comes in at number 9.
Something you got to do.
Yeah, get that fan up there.
Yep. Got to do it.
Get that fan up there.
It'll get dirty, too.
Mopping, coming in at number 8.
Like it, because it smells like pine salt.
Well, pine salt.
It does smell good.
Oh, the best smell ever.
There's some other stuff I use, too. I can't. Oh, Fabuloso.
Fabuloso. Purple Fabuloso.
Oh, you don't want the purple.
I buy that stuff by the 50-gallon barrel. I roll it out of Sam's into my car.
Smelling good in that crib, boy. I tell you what.
Number 7 is cleaning the stovetop and oven.
Every night.
Yeah.
Every night.
That can get in.
409. Every time I cook something, I wipe the stovetop off.
That's one of my wife's biggest gripes with me. The grease factor.
Yeah.
After cooking.
It like spits at and it just gets everywhere.
Can't let it get on there.
Cleaning the windows comes in at 6.
Oh, man.
I do hate that.
Windex is awesome.
Love it.
The paper towel gets so dirty, too, and you're like, whoa.
I used to use newspaper back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a great idea. No streaks.
No streaks.
Man, you were doing it right.
Come on, man.
5 is laundry on National Laundry Day.
We mentioned that, yeah.
4 is ironing clothes.
I'm really good at it.
That's not a surprise.
My mom taught me a long time ago when I was in college to be able to iron a shirt because my dry cleaning bills were getting insane.
Okay.
So I learned how to iron shirts, and I like use heavy starch. Love to do it.
Bro, we used to have Stayflow back in the day.
Yeah.
My parents used to stand up in the corner by themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
972 says lying to my wife and telling her she doesn't look pregnant every day has become my most hated chore.
I did get a lot of people reply, watching the Mavericks is their most hated chore right now.
That's not a chore you have to do.
Honey, you don't look pregnant.
Don't do that. Don't discourage people from watching the Mavs.
No, I'm not trying to discourage them.
Do you lie to your lady? Are you supposed to lie to them? Or are you telling them the truth? Wouldn't you want the truth if you asked her?
Tell
hey,
the
hun,
truth.
Do I look funny in this?
Yeah.
You don't want her to be like, oh, no, you look great. Now you walk outside looking crazy.
Well, yeah, I'm honest with her. Like, hey.
It's not one of your best colors.
That's not
That ain't hidden.
It's not fitting right.
Like my sister say, it's not giving what you think is giving.
It's not giving. It's not giving. Number 3 is washing the dishes.
Nah, boo.
I do it as I cook.
Oh, do you?
Genius. Yeah.
Okay, that is smart. Yeah. Yeah. That is smart. Number 2 is cleaning the refrigerator.
That's rough.
That. Yeah. Okay.
Let me tell you what. I have yet to figure out. The refrigerator's rough. The oven is worse because you spray that oven off in there and the gas, the fumes, are supposed to open up stuff.
Yeah.
And I always mess that up. That those fumes can get you.
Yeah, that's like it's like cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah.
You walk out of there like, damn, man.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I think I might be going to heaven pretty soon.
But number 1, the worst household chore is cleaning the toilet. Or just the bathroom in general.
I clean it up every time.
I do too.
You got to do it.
Every time. You get the spritz bottle with the ammonia stuff in it. Yeah, every time.
Yeah, you get the ammonia.
Yep.
The ammonia smell for that, and the fact that someone could come into my restroom and go, they feel confident. I'm like, wow, this is better than any place I've ever been.
There's today.
It's the opposite of mine.
Really?
Oh, you love
stains? The state of my commode is an often gripe. Like, really, honey? What am I supposed to do here?
Clean it.
What is it like?
Not really
we're talking about. We got
Dookie not doing an immediate post poo clean.
We got sharing.
Oh, man, come on. It takes nothing but a second.
Absolutely does. Just spray the ammonia stuff in there. Let it, and then flush.
I could be better. I could be better at all these things.
Wipe the seat.
Yeah.
Leaving streaks in the bowl and all that.
Mm-hmm. Man who leaves streaks in the bowl. Jared Sandler joins us next in the Nation.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Potentially. All right, pivot. Jared has stuff going down at the ballpark, so he's going to jump on with us at 5:20. So he'll hop on for a few minutes. We'll get you set for this Rangers and Angels breakdown here in the G-Bag Nation. Is, hey, a little bit of a different lineup for you today. No Josh Smith, no Peterson, and no Jake Bega. So we'll go over that. We also have Tyler Mahle, who's going to be getting the start. But how about we do a little sports hodgepodge here, Eric?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We'll do a little Mavs here because Nico Harrison and the front office had a little press conference today, meeting with the media, but it was a very, very different type of meeting with the media conversation, as there were no cameras or audio equipment around to be recorded. So we don't get to see or hear anything that was said. But we do have some of the quotes. Tim McMahon, Tim Cato of All City Dallas. We have some sound from him here in just a moment, but he will also join us tomorrow. At what time, Walchuk? 3:20 tomorrow, Tim Cato?
Yes, 3:20 tomorrow.
He was one of the few individual media members there in attendance today. Nico Harrison, Rick Welts, the CEO, hour-long session with select members of the Dallas media. Defense wins championships was the phrase uttered most often throughout the interaction. I thought it was interesting, the perspective of this guy here, who is alleging that he was a marketing in sports marketing for over 22 years, and he says he's seen a lot, and this particular situation that the Mavericks have put the fan base in, he describes as not fixable. He says that Nico destroyed one of the most loyal fan bases in sports, sucked the energy out of an entire city for a so-called leader to hide in a tunnel then not allow media to record is unacceptable and extremely weak. And so he says the only, now I want y'all's thoughts on this. He says the only real solution to perverse the Mavericks brand going forward is to hire Dirk Nowitzki as the GM and somehow convince Luka to re-sign with the Mavericks when his time is up in LA.
Yeah, I mean, I've thrown that out. I don't think that, not Dirk being the GM, but could you possibly clean house and then find a way to get Luka back here? I can't remember who it was that went on First Take and basically said after the Luka game that looked like a guy that would rather be in Dallas than the Lakers. Like from a championship sense this year, obviously the Lakers are now in a better situation as the three seed to be able to accomplish that. But I absolutely believe in my heart Luka would rather be in Dallas. If he could go back and wave a wand and this trade never happened, he said it when he got there. His plan was to sign the max extension. He had no plans on leaving Dallas. This was his home.
Could this be our version of LeBron James in Cleveland?
We can dream.
Could it be the he leaves, he goes to Miami, and he comes back, but this time your guy doesn't leave. He stays.
Maybe.
Is that could this be our LeBron James?
Yeah. Obviously, that only happens in a world where Nico's not here. And I wonder if even the ownership, even just the Dumont ownership stuff and the Adelson family, just their presence alone, would he say, no, I can't do it? Because I think he, in his heart of hearts, would absolutely prefer to be here. And at some point, I could see him wanting to do that. But how many people in the organization, including even ownership, would have to not be here anymore in order for him to want to make that decision? But it's no question the Nico front office, it couldn't be here if that were to work.
Yeah, Nico 100% would have to be out.
Because Nico wouldn't even want him back.
No,
Nico wouldn't want him. He wouldn't even want him.
He's still doubling down on he has no regrets today, and they wanted to build around Anthony Davis, who is a two-way player.
The craziest thing to come out of their meeting with the media today was the Mavs CEO, Rick Welts, comparing the Luka Doncic trade to his former team, the Warriors, trading away Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut back in 2012. He likened Luka Doncic to Monte Ellis. That is the world we're living in right now, which is just unfathomable, to be completely honest with you. Here's Tim Cato, All-City Dallas. On the heels of the media session, he was there. He's describing an interaction between Nico and Tim McMahon throughout the presser earlier today.
Nico Harrison said, you have a player who this summer would have had a big decision whether he signs the Supermax or he waits, talking about Luka Doncic, of course. Tim McMahon follows up. Luka was going to sign the Supermax and then says, why didn't you sign him? And then if you really wanted to trade him, like sign him on the Supermax. Nico says, well, there's no guarantee he would sign a Supermax, which Tim McMahon once again goes back and says
he would have held out for more money.
He has guaranteed it. He was balling on the bench. And Nico's response to that is, well, like I said, we can agree to disagree and that's fine. But we targeted AD.
Cool.
And then, the team we intended to put on the floor, that's a championship caliber team.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Ultimately, it just comes down to Nico Harrison wanted Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
he did.
That's it.
This is how he could get Anthony Davis. He did.
And that's fine. You know, don't like throw out there, well, there's no guarantee Luka would have signed. He said it himself in his presser in L.A. He had every intention to sign.
His contract through the Lakers runs through 2026, 2027. He's got he has an option to become an unrestricted free agent in the summer of 2026 if he declines his player option for the final year.
And I agree with the 817. It's also disrespectful to Anthony Davis comparing him to Bogut. I mean, it's just for both players.
The whole thing.
I mean, you're talking about role players for in top of the line stars.
This isn't funny.
This was a planned media session, and that was one of the things he took in as ammo that he couldn't wait to lay on the media. Just absolutely jarring. Here is some sound. Former Mav Quentin Grimes. He's on, I guess, the old J.J. Redick podcast. The old man in the three is still a thing. Yeah. And so, but it's not J.J. Redick on it. Quentin Grimes was the latest guest on the show. And he's talking about his reaction from himself, P.J. Washington, Derek Lively, and Najee Marshall when they found out in real time in the team hotel that Luka had been traded.
Oh, I was in my hotel room in Cleveland. I had just ordered some room service. I had got chicken wings. I'm chilling. It was funny. Like, you know how, like, you got your friends that, like, if one of them was calling you, like, why are they calling me? Like, I should probably pick this up. And then when the trade happened, like, around, like, 11:30, and then my man calling me, I'm like, why are you calling me? Like, I should probably answer this real quick. There's a FaceTime, and I like to hear him. Was like, his audio wasn't working, and he traded Luka. I'm like, what? He like, Luka got traded. I'm like, stop playing with me. Like, what you mean Luka got traded? And I go to Sham, then it's like Luka for AD. And then it was funny, like, I heard like 10, like maybe like 10 seconds later, all I hear in the hallway is like, hey, yo, what the f***? And I'm like, I look at my door, and it's Najee, D Live, I think PJ, and then we just like looking at each other, we like, what? Yo, like, what the fuck just happened? D Live is like, yo, what's going on, man? I'm like, bro, I have no clue what just happened. But the funny thing is, we had got a text around like 9:30. It was like mandatory players and staff meeting. We like, what the hell? Like, what that mean? Like, oh, somebody getting traded? Like, something must have happened. And so that happened. But not that. Once I heard the AO, like, what the fuck? I was like, oh yeah, like, this is really crazy.
They were just as surprised as we were. All the players storming out of their hotel rooms collectively, going, "What in the world is going on? What is our organization doing right now?" And they're standing by it, standing on it. Defense wins championships. And now you're in the play-in. Okay, let's get you a little football's finest here. 5 o'clock hour, here we go. Is Arch Manning going to be a villain? Somebody is describing him that way. And we'll hear from John Gruden as well next year in the Nation.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.